Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
My faithful love promised to David. He goes back to the man after God's own heart that God was so real to. David didn't serve God because he thought of him as a monarch somewhere giving rules. He came to know him as a faithful shepherd. Someone that I can walk with, someone who goes with me, meets my needs on the inside. I love him. I know him. I want to be around him. I want to spend time with him because that's where I get my strength. That's what enables me to live and to be a servant of God in this dark world. I can't do it, but I need to spend time with him. I need to go to him. I need to listen to him. My faithful love promised to David, see, I have made him, David, a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the people. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Anybody here feel like you're endowed with splendor? We don't see it right now. But if we could see what the Lord is doing in the hearts of those who have given their hearts to him, one day, this is going to be all gone. And the light of what he has done, he'll get every bit of the glory. It doesn't say the saints will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Only God can turn this dark human spirit into something that is brilliant with light. It's God's life that can change a heart, that can meet you right where you're at, that cares about you, that has done everything to take care of everything that would hinder you. If we just come and give ourselves to him and believe him and trust him. Praise God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. You got three things, I guess, that kind of jumped out at me as I was thinking about this passage. The Lord says, come. He says, listen. And seek. Maybe that's a title, I don't know. Come, listen, seek. But seek the Lord while he may be found. Now I know in the context here, the Lord is a warning. I will not always be available. There are things that are unfolding and people are making choices that in some cases reach a point where there is no going back. People have absolutely hardened their hearts to the point where they are unable to hear me anymore. Okay? We're getting to that place for so many people of the world. The opportunity will not always be there. Seek the Lord while he may be found. So it's a warning to somebody who doesn't know the Lord. It's a loving warning. It's not a threat, but it's a warning of reality. But I also thought about it in this sense. Sometimes we're looking for God's voice and it just seems like he's silent. And what do we do when we're in those times and we're in need and we're reaching out to him? And like David, we say, how long, O Lord? You know, part of faith, part of walking with him is being able to say, God, I know that you are still true. I know that you are faithful. Isn't that what he just said? My faithful love. And isn't that how David reacted when he went through those times? He said, how long, O Lord? I wish you'd come and answer my prayer, but I'm still going to trust you. This is what God is building in his children. And one of the warnings that he gives that we've often referred to, and I probably have referred to it recently, I don't remember specifically. But anyway, over in chapter 50, you remember the scripture that we used to hear Brother Thomas minister on so long. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant? So this is somebody who wants to serve the Lord. They have a listening heart, okay? Let him, but you don't have any light. You're in a situation where you don't know what to do next. You don't know how to handle a situation. You feel a need. What do I do? You trust in the name of the Lord. You stay upon your God. You stay put and you say, Lord, until you give me light, I ain't going anywhere. I'm looking to you because you are faithful. But what that does to somebody who really doesn't believe and is just trying to use God to have a better life here, what that does is put them in a position where they're going to say, okay, I tried this and it's not working. So, what I'm going to do, I've got to figure this out. After all, God helps those who help themselves. How many of you know that's not in the Bible? But anyway, then they go ahead and so they say, I've got to work it out. What happens when somebody in a spirit of self-will tries to work these things out? It's not going to wind up good. You're going to lie down in sorrow. You kindle your own fire. I've got to make some light so I can see what to do. That's what the world is doing, folks. This world is going to perish, seeking its own ends and its own will. But God is raising up a people who will walk with Him. We mentioned last week about the Good Shepherd. He not only He is the door into a place where He cares for us and watches over us. He goes forth, as David indicated, and He leads us into beside still waters to the pastures that are good. This is the kind of Lord we're called to serve. He's a good shepherd. Praise God. Praise God. So what a promise that's implied in this. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. So God is looking for a people who will come, who will listen, that is, agree with Him, who will seek Him, will always be fixed on serving the Lord and realizing what I need in my inner being is Him. It's His life, and He imparts that to me through His word. So what does He go on and say? Well, he says, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. That alone tells you that when He says come and eat without any cost, He's not saying, I'm offering myself to you to fix up everything that's wrong so you can live your life. That's not what He's saying. He's calling on people to turn away from their own way and let God nourish us so we can go His way. Okay? So obviously it's a call to leave the way the world is living. All right? And the unrighteous, their thoughts, let them turn to the Lord. And what? He will have mercy on them and to God, for He will freely pardon. I need mercy, don't you? There's no way I can come to God and say, God, I've done this, I've done that, I am this, I am that. I'm expecting favor from you. It doesn't work. I need mercy. But that's what He offers. Thank God. Thank God for mercy, that which I could never deserve. All right? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. Does it make sense to try to live by your ideas and how you think things ought to be? See, the Lord is constantly saying, look, I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen. I know all about you. I know everything that needs to be known. My voice is the one you need. You need to be listening to me. In the midst of this world, the world is going to be screaming in your ear, telling you it's this way or it's that way. This is what you ought to do. And the Lord says, just listen, be quiet. Be quiet in my presence and just come and listen. And I'll give you something that'll feed your soul and give you peace. Praise God. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. Anybody want that this morning? The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. What would that be a sight? But you get the sense. You ever walked out in nature and the Lord's been real to you and it just seems like there's joy everywhere you look? I'll tell you, it's what's going on in here that matters. But I'll tell you, God can so fill us with His joy that it'll be just like this poetic language He uses here. I'd love to see the trees clap their hands, but anyway. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown. Who gets the glory out of this? He does. But He shares that with us. He shares Himself with us. For an everlasting sign that will endure forever. If you get any question about what everlasting means, he goes right on and says that will endure forever. That's what I want. But what I sense is the Lord wanting that for everybody here. If you're here and you don't know the Lord knows your need. I don't care how deep it is. He can meet that need if you just hand your life over to Him and put your faith in what Jesus did on the cross. He will absolutely change you from the inside out. He can give you a new heart. He can heal what's wrong. He can forgive the sins, whatever they are. He can meet the need of the heart. But for His people, I know from personal experience, I need the Lord more than I have Him. I go along and I get hungry. I feel needs on the inside that just aren't quite, I'm not quite there. Things aren't quite right. And the Lord wants me to reach up and go to Him. I mean, you think of what the scripture we so often quote out of Philippians, be anxious for nothing. That's just one way this human spirit gets out of kilter. What are we supposed to do? Let our requests be made known unto God. And the peace, with thanksgiving. See, there's some faith involved. Thank you, Lord, that this is the circumstance. Thank you that I need you. But thank you that you're there. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. I sense that God knows the burdens of your heart. He knows things that nobody else knows. What you're struggling with on the inside, and He wants you to come to Him. He has the power to speak a simple word to your spirit that will feed and meet that need. We know about our needs in the body, but we've got needs here too. We got needs on the inside, and God longs to share Himself with you and with me every single day. May God give us the grace to discern His heart and reach out to Him and do what He says, to come, to listen, to seek, to do whatever it takes to have Him. And that same Lord has promised to bring us all the way through. He is faithful. The scripture that Doug read this morning, faithful is He who calleth you, who also will do it. That's the Lord we serve. That's the one I want to listen to. That's the only source of peace that will ever satisfy that thirst that's in the human spirit. The more we get out of kilter, the hungrier and thirstier we get on the inside. The nearer we come to the Lord, the more He can feed us and give us that which will sustain this inner man that we need, have such so much need of. Well, just praise the Lord.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.